I'm at the Emerald Hill Library, and I have been dragged here by our very own librarian in residence, Monica Dullard. Good morning, Monica.
Hello, Sammy.
Why am I here?
So delighted to have you here at the Emerald Hill Library. And oh, thank you. I'm just getting some beautiful soft toys for old MacDonald at a farm. Yes.
So why are we here? What do you want me to do?
So
while I'm here?
I think, Sammy, story times are held across Victorian libraries every week, and 15,000 people come to story time every week, which is phenomenal. And it's the core business of libraries, you know, to start early.
Right.
Babies are coming from like few weeks old right through to 107. So this is, you know, we just thought we'd love to have you here to read a story and say hello to everyone, and people are very excited about it.
And it's not just me, you're also going to be reading.
Oh yes, I'll read some stories as well, and we'll sing some songs together.
And we also have the local mayor.
The local mayor has turned up, Dick Ross, and he's going to sing a song with us as well.
Because
It's only really 30 minutes or 25 minutes by the time we get them all in.
Yeah.
So it's a bit short. But
is this the library you work at?
Yeah, this is one of them. This is one of the five branches.
The fabled reserves list.
That's right.
This is what we're talking about.
Yes, the Port Phillip Library Service. Ah. So this is the Emerald Hill branch. So it's lovely, isn't it? It's very sweet.
It's a beautifully designed library.
It is beautiful.
So it used
beautiful.
To be a post office.
Used to be a post office years ago. Yes,
ago. And now it's a library. And it's
and the market
pretty.
Is very close by if you want to get there you afterwards.
Get oysters.
Ooh! Yes.
That's right. Just and lots of kids then, everywhere.
Yeah. Lots of kids everywhere, so they're all coming in. They're not here yet. We've only got a few minutes till we start.
Okay.
But,
so what book am I reading?
You're reading Dear Zoo by Rod Campbell.
Okay.
And the children
now, this
will
is
love
a touch
that.
And feel book. That's the challenge.
No, we're taking the touch and the feel out of it.
Okay.
You've just got to speak from the heart, really.
All right, I'll do that. Yes. And which book are you reading?
Oh, I'm going to read a few books, but I think I'll read... I'm going to read Little Monsters.
Okay.
And also big one, which is Animal Opposites. It's a pop-up book.
All right.
Which the children aren't allowed to touch.
Yeah.
But we have so much fun with that.
And let's move over here.
And then you'll be doing all the singing with us as well.
I'm going to be doing some singing. And joining us in the singing
and
is going to be the local mayor. Dick Gross, good morning to you.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks, Dick. I've spoken to you on the phone many times about news stories and such, but this is a totally different setting.
It is. And what could go wrong? A whole lot of little kids.
What's harder to deal with, local council or a library full of toddlers?
Oh, no, it's all about wrangling.
Yeah. You should have experience with this.
Yeah. Well, that's right. I spend a lot of time thinking about how we make everyone happy and failing.
All right, well, let's attempt to do that today. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Dick Ross. Very good.
Hi, do you come here regularly?
I usually come twice a week, once here in South Melbourne, another one in Albert Park.
Oh, so you've seen Monica reading before.
Yeah, just because it's Monica. And I usually go just because of her, because I know she's fascinating and she's so entertaining kids very well.
Do the kids like her?
Oh, they love her. My daughters love her.
Yeah, because our listeners love her as well.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, so how often do you come here?
We come every week. I can't miss rhyme time.
How
come? And my little one just loves the songs and stories.
And so your little one's seen Monica read before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah? Every what does week. Monica do that's so great?
She's just so interactive. She's really wonderful.
I used to come here every Friday 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
My kids are at school now, the two adults, and I come back. Little Elias. Yeah.
And do they remember, the older ones, do they remember Monica?
Of course, they love her.
Yeah?
They love her. We never miss it every Friday.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Storytime. My name is Monica Dullard, and it's so great to have you here today at the Emerald Hill Library, especially with ABC Melbourne Radio here today. Can you give them, please, a big welcome? Especially to Sammy Shah, who's coming down to help us read some story times and sing some songs, along with Mayor Dick Ross as well. Can you give him a big cheer? All right, so let's get started with our favourite song we always start with, I'm a Little Teapot. So you can all stand up for this one. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, just tip me over, pour me out.
All right, so I'm going to read a book called Dear Zoo. And in Dear Zoo, you're going to have to guess which animal I'm going to show you. All right? So really quickly, let's practice. Which one is that?
Lion.
Very good. All right. I wrote to the zoo to send me a pet. They sent me an... very good. He was too big. I sent him back. So they sent me a... Look at the long neck. Right? He was too tall. I sent him back. So they sent me a... A frog! Who knows the sound of a frog? Ribbit. Ribbit. Sounds like rabbit, isn't it? He was too... That's right. So I sent him back. So they thought very hard and sent me
a dog,
a little puppy. Now let's all do the puppy sound. One, two, three, go. Whoa, feel like I'm in a kennel. He was perfect. I kept him.
Yay.
That's it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Sammy Shah from ABC Radio Melbourne. That was such a thrill. Thank you.